This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Let me go over something that happened with the Dolphins today that I don't think I've talked about it. Jordan Howard got cut and Zach Seiler got a three-year contract. And I got to tell you something. It's been one of those, Jordan, like the Dolphins have done so many good things this year. They've hit on so many draft picks. They've hit on so many undrafted players. They've hit on so many free agent picks, all of that. Jordan Howard is like one of the very few mistakes that they've made this year. And I understand what they were trying to do. They were trying to have a complimentary player that could help them in power running situations. And that's why they got him. But unfortunately, they ran into a situation where they had a slew of injuries, and then they had to thrust them into a position to be the guy. And unless your offensive line is designed, like it was in Chicago at times, to kind of maul and give him a large portion of carries because he's a big man, he's got to get in a groove. If you're going to spot start him, if you're going to be using him as a complementary piece, he will not adjust. Like most big backs, it's not really Jordan Howard's fault. A lot of big backs, they kind of need a whole bunch of carries to get going and get a feel for the defense and start to punish them a little bit more.
Wear them down, man. Wear them down.
Right. Miami never gave him that opportunity. They don't have that kind of line. And so it didn't work out. No big deal, dude. I don't really care. It's, you know, they've hit on so much that this is nothing. You know what I mean? But I did get the I did understand what they were trying to do. They didn't accomplish it, unfortunately. And now with the other guys, they have versatility. And that's the other thing that happened with Jordan. There was no versatility there. He's not a pass catcher. So now all of a sudden, when you do bring him in, the defense knows he's either running or blocking. He's not catching. So that's where...
And right between the tackles.
Right.
Right?
Yes. 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 So that's where that was a problem. And I think they're better off now without him. Because now you're not taking up a roster spot for somebody that you're not really using a lot. He's been inactive a lot, and all you've done is... Well, he's got four short touchdowns. Just not the right guy. Zach Seiler ends up getting a three-year contract extension. This is part of the good that's been going on with the Dolphins. They have signed so many good players. They have drafted so many good players that now you see what's going on, and they sign Seiler to an extension. This is a guy who's a former seventh-round pick of the Ravens, was, I believe, on their practice squad. They snatched him off the practice squad, or they had just released him, and then they grabbed him, whatever, either way. But they brought him on, and I remember last year against Cincinnati, he had seven tackles and a sack, and I was like, who the hell is this? And then he didn't play at all in the final game last year. And now this year, he has been a much bigger part of the rotation, and over the last couple of weeks, he's been one of their better players on that D-line. Kid from Ferris State, Division II. That's a great story. And even more impressive is that the front office identified the talent and was able to find it, develop it, and the rest is history. Pretty damn impressive, man. Pretty damn impressive to do that. And Seiler now, obviously, is a guy that's a part of a big-time defense, making a lot of plays, man. Good stuff.
Before we walk away from the Jordan Howard thing,
yes,
does it bother you, O, that some people are complaining about that, especially after the way the kid Ahmed performed?
No, I think it's
like you replaced him. Come on,
it's repulsive that a Dolphins fan would complain about Jordan Howard when your front office has hit on
almost every move, literally
practically every move. It's like you can't even mention it. You know what I mean? You can't complain. And eventually they'll get a stud back down the line, but for now they want to get by with what they have. But eventually they'll spend the first or second rounder on a guy or third, and that guy will become your guy. But yeah, I think any Dolph fan that's complaining at this point is just way off, man. Way off.
If you're one of those people, stop.
Yes.
Cut yourself some slack.
It's ridiculous.
Come on.